I share with you a thought process. I don't know how much of it is endless or not, but I was once in the square for the for summer. So this 2 years we spent like a week and a week, 2 weeks in the square for the summer vacation. So I once ate by the mashkiach for the high school, for the mashkiach for the mesiftas. Meals. I asked him, "What's chassidus shavertloch?" He says, "I'll answer you with a chassidus shavertloch." So every vort, there are two parts to a vort. He says, "There's the vort itself, and there's the lesson." So if you want to say it in a certain sense, you know, the vort itself is the source. And what it produces is the lesson. So that's like an aim and a bonim. The word is moiler, this result, etc. So shalach to shalach is the aim. If you don't like the word, send the word away. But the bonim tikach loch, but the lesson, the message, that you have to accept, that you have to take to yourself. So that's what he answered me. It's a word from the Chernobyl. The Chernobyl on that pasuk. Marinayim says that word. So the Mashkiach in the square, the Marinayim is like, you know, it's a yeshiva, it's a short. In the Marinayim was Reb Nochum Twersky, was the first Twersky Rebbe. He had 11 sons, all became Rebbes. So all the Twerskys come from him. So that's what square is, comes from that Gaza. Chazal say that Esther, the Lamtechel Elias HaShachar, my Elias HaShachar is Sof HaLaila, Esther is Sof Kol HaNisim. As Chanukah is different, whatever. Okay. Shalom, what is the element of Nisim, the Sof Nisim, that Megillah Purim represents? And number one, Purim represents an element of Geula. There's an element of Geula which takes place in Purim. Means they, in some way, the Golus was ended. They go back for Bayis Sheni, which in many ways was a hemshich of this. Shortly thereafter, the process was they go back for Bayis Sheni, and they don't have the Shechina on Bayis Sheni. There's no Shechina. The Chazal said that the Shechina was missing in the Beis Hamikdash and Bayis Sheni. So we spoke multiple times that the Av Geula is the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and seemingly that they didn't retrieve that relationship. The relationship was not retrieved. They didn't get the Shechina back. So if so, how are you supposed to understand that this was the element? There was the element of Geula if the relationship was not reestablished. How are you supposed to understand that? It first talks about the idea of a nes. He says that the word nes, saying davening was so nes the kabbis called you. Say that the nes is a signpost. So a person is going along the way and he's not sure if he's traveling on the right road. So it happened to me once. I got onto the highway, and I was going the wrong direction. So Baruch Hashem, there was a sign about a mile long. And I'm going 80 west. I'm supposed to go 80 east. So it's very good. So I got to the next exit. I turn around, went the other direction. No signpost. You can go for quite some distance. You realize, you know, you're going the wrong direction. You know, all of a sudden, you're the wrong road, right? So a signpost tells you that you're, that gives you direction of where you're, what exactly, where you're going, what's happening, etc. Person goes through the world. We sort of forget that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And then there's a signpost that says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is running the world. It gives us direction of what life is about, etc. Now, signposts, right, so a person taking the 95 north, right, the signpost says 95 north. Imagine a signpost that says 100 minus 14 plus 9, north. 95 north, right? But that's not a signpost. We don't put signposts of 100 minus 14 plus 9 north. And the next one, you know, has a different number to figure out exactly how to come up with your math, you know, is 19 times 5 north, you know, that'd be an interesting sign, you know, right? That's not a signpost. Signpost is clear, etc. For an ace to count as an ace, it has to be clear, it has to be obvious, it has to be, I don't have to do the math to figure it out. I don't have to make a cheshbonus to figure it out. If the purpose of an ace is to give me this clarity about seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a clear way that there's no doubt about it, it's a clear the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, if I have to sit and figure it out and interpret it, it's not an ace for this purpose. Yes, it's a miracle, etc., whatever label you want to put it, but an ace being that its function is here to give me direction, directive, etc., that doesn't qualify. If I have to figure out the math that it's 19 times 5 north, and that now I know it's a 95, that's not a good signpost. Hanhaga Bayis Rishon was Hanhaga of Rosh Hashanah was there begoli. The Shekhinah was in the base of Mikdush. There was Nevuah, because Al Moram Gila says there was Kifayim Kiretz Mitzrayim. There was 1.2 million Nevi'im. People were getting Nevuah. It was. We have written for us the Nevuahs, which are Nitzchel L'Doros, but the person we get in the Nevuah, the Rambam says, to understand Torah, elements of Torah he didn't understand, he'd get in the Nevuah to understand it. Person, so we talked about getting in the Nevuah, you go to the Navi to find out where you lost your animals, you lost animals, you lost and found, no problem, you go to the Navi, tells you where the animals were. So there's a whole Hanhaga where Kadosh Baruch Hu was obvious and visible. They lived in a world of Rashi being visible. That Hanhaga started by Matan Torah. Bershom, you see it's Mitzrayim. Bershom injects himself into the Bria. He created a Bria where he's not visible. You can't see him, obviously. And Bershom made himself visible, obviously. He injected himself into the Bria. You see it's Mitzrayim. Matan Torah, the Bershom put himself into the Bria. He reached out to Klal Yisrael. So then, Hanhaga Bayis Rishon is the Rosh Hashanah reaching out to Klal Yisrael. Obviously, you have to prepare yourself, you have to be ready, you have to be roy, etc. But the Rosh Hashanah reaches out to Klal Yisrael. He gives us the Torah. The Rosh Hashanah puts his presence into the Mishkan. The Rosh Hashanah has, there is a Mishkan, or there's a Bayis Rishon. The Rosh Hashanah is there. There's the more it talks about the different nisim which took place, etc. All of a sudden, there's a Churban. And Chazal say that Klal Yisrael said to Yecheskel that if a person's a Megarish's wife, he has no tainus on her after, can't claim any claims on her anymore. That which you're thinking about is not true. The Rosham still demands from us, expects from us, etc. But the Rosham says, I'm not reaching out anymore. That when I'm going to put myself obviously into your life, you're going to see me clearly. You're going to feel my presence in a way where you cannot deny it. It's 95 north, that's done. 19 times 5 north, 100 minus 14 plus 9 north, that you might get. You're going to have to create that relationship. You're going to have to reach out to me, the Rosham says. The relationship is going to change. That you are going to be the one who's going to initiate and create the relationship. The Nes of Purim being different than the other Nisim which took place is somewhere in the middle. The Rosh Hashanah didn't put this big sign post 95 north in our lives. We didn't say, wow, the heavens opened up and a lightning bolt came down and killed Haman. Nister, the Hanhaga of Hester, which we have to find him in the Hester. But the presence was so compelling that you can call it a nace. And this is going to be now, we're going to move into a Tekufa where we need to reach out to him. The Hanhaga of Hester. Supposed to be a hug of Golui, there's a hug of Hester. The hug of Hester is painful. If you lived in a relationship between a husband and a wife where the husband was always taking care of the wife and reaching out to the wife, etc., etc., etc. And one day the wife does something so terrible to the husband says, I'm done. You want a relationship? No problem. You create the relationship. You reach out to me. I am done reaching out to you. It's Shaykh Yish. I don't know how to live in that type of relationship. What I've done was so horrible that that's the reaction. Maybe I'm done. This whole thing is over. He says, no, it's not over. But it's up to you to rebuild that relationship. It's up to you to create the relationship. It's up to you to reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You need to make that connection. I'm not going to do it anymore. And that's on the one hand. On the other hand, the Rosh created a whole new Hanhaga that it's shy to the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which human beings create. So the human being becomes an intrinsic part of the relationship. He becomes the bialim of the relationship. The human being can connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't have to wait for Kadosh Baruch Hu to connect to him. He could do it himself. So Bai Sheni is the tkuf of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Sheba'al Peh, we start with the Rosh Hashanah is giving Torah. He gives Nevuah. There's a Ruach HaKadosh which allows the right to Ksuvim. That's Bai Sheni. The Rosh Hashanah is giving to us. That's beautiful, the Rosh Hashanah is giving to us. Bai Sheni is, he's not giving to us anymore. We have to find him. But you know what? When we find him, we create Torah. So we become an intrinsic part of the relationship that we can create Torah. Our pshat in the Gemara, our drasha, is part of Torah. We can be the ones who initiate. We can be the ones who create. We can be the ones who forge a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's by shame. The yomtiv itself is a unique yomtiv. Klal Yisrael creates the yomtiv. I mean, the Shemaim, they're makabel, they accept. Kimu lama lama shekiblu lamatzu. Klal Yisrael is makabel the yomtiv himself, and the Baruch Hashem agrees to that should be a yomtiv. So here, Klal Yisrael is creating Torah. Klal Yisrael is creating a chelik of Torah. Through our actions, we create a day, which has halacha significance. That's very empowering. The Brisker says, yes, the relationship has been damaged. The wife who always relied on the husband reaching out to her, in the back of her mind, she says, you know, but if I blow it, I'm done. He's not going to reach out to me anymore. And now she finds out that she can make the relationship. She can do it. She can reach out to him. She can make the relationship. She has the power to make that relationship. It's in her hands. So there's no obvious presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We create his presence. We find him in the darkness. But that means wherever we go, even in the darkness, we can still find him. We're not bound with a bias. We don't need that he should be putting his Shechina amongst us to feel his presence, to be aware of his presence, to serve him, to connect to him. We can create our own signposts. We can figure out 95 our own way and get to that number. And when we create that signpost, it's ours. We have a bialis on it. The version says, from now on, you have something which you are going to take responsibility, but right under Makav Shaloi, Mitishes Kabbash Shachaveira, it's yours. It's an extraordinary moment in the history of Klal Yisrael. So, the original Kabbalah, the Brush is Kavalim Harkagigis, the Brush pushes it on us. This Kabbalah, we made it, it's ours. That the Mekabel Me'avas Hanes, this is ours. That can never be taken away because we made it. We made the relationship. we finally stepped up to the plate and put into the, what we have to put in. Oh, that's a relationship which can't be abrogated. And that's a relationship which even when you go to Gaulis, and there's no Beis HaMikdash, and there's no Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't make a difference. Because I can find a Kadosh Baruch Hu anywhere. I could create that relationship based on me reaching out. I don't need the bias anymore. I was thinking, you spoke this idea out. I remember how years ago. There's an element of Emunah Chachamim which was necessary for the Nes of Purim. Kaiso is an enemy of Mishudah Shalach Hashverish. According to one Pshat and Chazal, that's the source for the story of the Purim, of the Gzeirah. Shtachwel Tselem, another source. Let's say you assume it's the Tzuda. Tzuda took place at the beginning of the reign of Achashverosh. The story of Purim took place 14 years later. When did it happen? Haman goes, rises to power. Mordecai is lo yichre v'lo yishtachve. And all of a sudden there's a gzeirah against the Yidden. So the Yidden comes to Mordecai and says, look what you did to us. Because of your stubbornness to refuse to bow to Haman, there's a gzeirah against us. He says, no, it wasn't because of me. It's because 14 years ago you ate from the Suda Chazreirish. That's why it happened. So the Lamdan says, Mordecai, 14 years ago when we had nothing happened. And now when you're lo yishtachav, something happened. So Mestabra, I see a cause and effect. You're the problem, not because of us. Don't blame us. Because if it was because of us, it should have happened 14 years ago. It was back in Daisy. That's not what they said. They said, you're right. They're Mekabal and Musa. And they did Tshuva. And that's Tama Tshuva. The Tshuva took place Nissan. Tesva of Nissan. Tesai and Nissan. Haman is hung. Midrash Yisrael will have the second night of Seder. They eat another mona in honor of the yahrzeit of Haman. Right? But the Gzeirah against Klai Yisrael still stands. The Gzeirah of Klai Yisrael has not played out until Yud Gimel Adar. If they didn't maintain that Tshuva, they would have been killed. So the Tshuva that they did, 3 days, Sumolai, for 3 days, and they did Tshuva, and that Tshuva lasted for 11 months. So you'd give him a lottery. Most of us, we do tshuva, it lasts, for the Sarsim tshuva, if we're happy, it lasts to some extent, till Sukkot, It wasn't stam tshuva, it was tshuva. It was a real change. Klai still changed. So I once said that. And they argued, listen, what was their choice? They shouldn't go to the Suda. Of course they had to go to the Suda. It was political suicide not to go to the Suda. He called everybody, had to go. The food was kosher. What was the taina? The taina wasn't that they went to the Suda. The taina that they were in the hand of Mishudas and Shalei Sarash. The taina that they had hanoah from the Suda. Achashverosh is throwing a party. And he throws a party, and what's the party about? That Baruch Hashem, the 70 years have passed. He's scared that his malchus is going to be destroyed. And Baruch Hashem, it didn't happen, he says. And let's celebrate that the Beis HaMikdash is not going to be rebuilt. And that's it. It's all over. They make it. That is the purpose of the Surah Chazal. And to rub it into the face of the Jews, he invites the Jews to come also. And the Jews come to the Surah, and then they hand them Yisudas and Shalos Rosh. They enjoy the Surah. We call that English self-hating Jews. Right? We're invited to that. We invite the Yidden to celebrate together with us the destruction of all the Yidden. That it's no longer, the Jews are no longer a separate nation. They no longer have a base of Mikdash. It's all over. Their future is done. And let's celebrate Baruch Hashem. Everything is good. The Jews say, no, Lamatatsa Sazam. They had to go. That wasn't the issue. You go with a long face. You know, you have to hide a little bit, you know, but you're crying your heart out. They didn't understand. It's clearly more, they Pasha didn't know how to cheshbon the rule of the 70 years. I mean, this cheshbon, that the Pasha, they didn't know how to cheshbon it. People didn't know how to cheshbon it. And this was a very plausible definition of the 70 years, that Achashverosh was confident on that, that he made a suit in honor of that. So Yidden should be crying their heart out. So they're forced to go because they have no choice. But they can't be in the henna from the Suda. So Mordechai tells them that you're making a mistake. You thought that the Rosh was Megarish you, and it's all over. Because the only way there can be a relationship is the Rosh reaches out to you, and that's it. And he says, "In a while, I'm going to take you back. Oh, yes, it's a Canaan, it's a Canaan. I'll bring it back. It's all up to Kodesh Mordechai." And Rosh gave up. So he said, "Okay, done. We're done. The Rosh threw us out. You might as well. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we shall die. Let's have a good time." That's what happened. They gave in to the fact that they're stuck in Golis. They're never going back. They're no longer the Russian special nation. It's all over. It came along, Haman, it changed that. It said, no, you're not part of us. The worst thing was this horrible decree says, no, you're not like other nations. The Rosh says, I'm not going to muscle you. I'm not going to let go of you. You can't do that. Either you're Klal Yisrael with a unique role and destiny, or you're nothing. You don't exist. That's what Mordechai told them. And they listened to Mordechai, and they chop, that's what's happening. So the tshuva was a tremendous tshuka to retry the relationship from our end. And what were we thinking? That the Russians megarish us? That because he threw us out, he's upset, therefore we shouldn't try to come back to him? We shouldn't try and reach out to him? Toast! That we should accept that and be okay with it? Haman came and told us, no, it doesn't exist. Either you're a Kodesh Baruch Hu special nation or you're nothing. You don't exist. But that means that there's an option to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu special nation. That's what Mordechai told them. Sumo alive, al terchlo at ishtu, shashim lailu v'yayim. Do tshuva means rip that out and redefine who you are. And that tshuka to reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu was so powerful and so compelling that then they realized that they could do it, that they have the power to do it. They didn't let go of that. So the Rasas Emes says, why do we celebrate on Yudalev? So on the year that it happened, it makes sense. Yudalev, right? They fought on Yudalev, and they rested on Yudalev. Okay, fast forward a year. What day did the Nes happen? The Nes happened on Yudalev. They fought a war. They won this extraordinary war. So that's the day. The Otsanitzim, I was saying, but remember, it's mine as that. Yudalev order. Why Yudalev order? What are you celebrating Yudalev? Shushan fought on Yudgimel Yudalev and celebrates a Tesvav. Why Tesvav? So Sima says that the root of this misunderstanding is Amalek. Amalek is the one who questions the Russian's presence in the world. He doesn't see, he believes in Mikra. He believes that it's possible the things to exist on their own. And that creeps into the hearts of Klal Yisrael. Yudimel, they fought and they eradicated not just the physical presence of Amalek, that the culture of Amalek, the attitude of Amalek, that there's such a thing as Mikra, that the Russian is not there, that it's possible to live in a world without sin, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that they fought that. And when Amalek is gone, in the morning you tell, they wake up and they say, my gosh, there's no Amalek anymore. And the world looks different. I see Kadosh Baruch Hu more obviously. They were so excited about that that they reconnected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Russian is obvious and available and he's there. And there's no such thing as Mikra. That they chat on Yudalit, that's what they're celebrating the year to come. Because that's the main thing they wanted. They didn't care about the enemy. They cared about that they don't have a relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Russian is not there. He's not obvious. I can't see him. I can't connect him. Where is he? We're living in a room, he's gone. I'm gone. I'm all by myself. I'm in dark. The day that they rested, they had time to think of him. And what happened? The Russian was there, is there, always was there, always is available. It's just up to us to reach out to him. And all of that hashpo of the attitude of the society, the Amalek of the society, of Mikra, we accepted that. It seeped into our hearts. And now that they're gone, we realize how much it affected us. And Baruch Hashem, it's not true, that's not the way it is. And they removed that attitude from their hearts. And that was what they really wanted. That's what they're celebrating the year to come. And that's Yudalit. The God of the Christ, so they're not celebrating that they got their lives back. That's just a hekatim about Alma to see that Bresham is there and they have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the message that Mordechai had put into their hearts, the Duchuva, the Bresham is available. You can reach out to him. You can find him even in the darkness. And it's a new relationship which you create and you forge. And you have the strength and the power to do it on your own. And you have that ability. And you have a greatness inside of you that you can reach out to Kodesh. The human being can connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. A little puny Gornish can connect to the infinite being of a Kodesh Baruch Hu without waiting for him to do it to you. They didn't know such a thing existed. They weren't sure that such a thing existed. Hamekatesi. The person reaches out to us, okay, fine. But we can reach out to him. Especially after we've done all these horrible things to him. Mehekatesi. Yes. They were so excited. They're Kaveya. And they, a day of celebration, that Baruch Hashem, we have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The person tatzes on Purim. He's tantzing about the godness of a human being, that we can reach out to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's tantzing that the godness of Klal Yisrael, that we bring the presence of the Shekhinah to the Bria without the pressure pulling it. We can pull him in here on our own without him doing it. We create it. We're tantzing the fact that we push our Torah. The words that we learn, that the pshat that we say, is a chelik of the Bresham's Torah. The Russian's presence in the Bria is us. We create it. Every word of Torah that we say and we explain and we learn, we are bringing the Russian's presence to the Bria. We have tremendous power in our hands. It's a tantzman of Purim. They were so excited about that, the Pasha Revol Tantzman. Even with the king. So let's take a look. So insight, I think it has merit to it. But if, you know, the words, Nishkin words, Shalat Shalach Hazeim, V'Sabonim Tikach Loch, the godless, what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael, the godless, what it means to be part of the Am Hashem, that Bershom can never get rid of us. He couldn't get rid of us because we are the Baalim. We are the one who creates the relationship. We bring his presence here. Almost as it were, he agrees. But we can force him to come. Because we don't need him to reach out to him. We can do it ourselves. And that's what it means. The godness of Klal Yisrael, the godness of Nishmas Yisrael, that we carry the Bresham's presence in Shekhinah here in the Ordz.